每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
八月十日，一个新世界。神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。哥林多前书二章九节。在圣经的结尾，我们看到了这句话：我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。一个新世界将要到来。每一次我们诵读主祷文，愿你的国降临，我们都应该记得祷告必蒙应允。天堂被描述为一个全新的创造，在那里我们会有新的身体，拥有新的名字，歌唱新的歌曲，生活在新的城市，由新形式的政府来管理，面临着永恒，实现了全社会公义的永恒。人类将重新得到失去的天堂。但还远不止这些，它不是对旧有的修修补补的改造。当神说，看哪，我将一切都更新了，强调的是一切。有一天，我们会生活在一个崭新的世界中。几个世纪前，使徒们相互问候时使用的 Maranatha 这个词，意思就是主即将来临。让我们一起祷告。主啊，我要告诉别人，他们也能被你神圣的爱所更新。求你使用我，有份于你的早日降临。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
August 10th, A New World. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. At the close of the Bible, we encounter these words, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. A new world is coming. Each time we pray in the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come, we should remember that that prayer will be answered. Heaven is described as a new creation in which we shall move in new bodies possessed of new names,singing new songs, living in a new city, by a new form of government, and challenged by new prospects of eternity with social justice for all. The paradise that man lost will be regained, but it will be much more. It will not be the old one repaired, patched up, and made over. When God says, Behold, I make all things new, the emphasis is on all things. One day, we shall live in a brand new world. Centuries ago, the apostles greeted each other with the words, Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Let us pray. Use me, Savior, to hasten Maranatha, as I tell others that they too can be made new through your divine love. In your name, Amen. Thank you.